Blog Talk Radio.
WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. Good morning, America. Good morning, Bride. Good morning, our brothers and sisters across the world. Praise the Lord today on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is your host today, Dr. June Knight. I am coming to you today from the great state of Rhode Island. Yay! Today we are focusing on the state of Tennessee, which is my home state. I'm so excited to focus on this state today. We have many guests on the line with us today, and we're very excited to partner together for Tennessee's success in the kingdom of God. Good morning, Pastor Vicki. How are you doing today, sister?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing good. Now, this happens to be your home state, too. You were in Hohenwald, Tennessee, correct?
That's correct, Little Tennessee near Nashville.
Yay! Okay, Sister Angelique from Arizona, how you doing, sister?
Good morning, sister. Just great. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you for all of the service that you have put in. We also have a lady named Mary Cook from Covington. How you doing, Miss Mary?
Fine.
She is from Covington, Tennessee. We're very happy to have you. We have someone on the line from area code 931561. Who is that this morning?
This is Deborah Jelinas from Clarksville,
well, hello,
Tennessee.
Yay, Clarksville. It's very nice to have you on the line and to pray for Tennessee this morning. Good morning. Okay, Bride, we are going to talk about the history of Tennessee. Let me pull it up here real quick. Okay, Tennessee is a landlocked state in the U.S. South. Its capital, centrally located Nashville, is the heart of the country music scene. With the long-running Grand Ole Opry, the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, and legendary stretch of honky-tonks and dance halls, Memphis in the far southwest is the home of Elvis Presley's Graceland, Rock and Roll Rising Sun Studio, and the Blues Clubs of Beale Street. Also, we have Gatlinburg, which is really famous with Pigeon Forge having to do with Dolly Parton. Okay, the Great Smoky Mountains National Parks is one of our features in the state of Tennessee. Okay, Andrew Jackson held elective office at the local, state, and federal level, including President of the United States. He was elected alderman, mayor, state representative, and state senator from Greenville. He served as governor and military governor of Tennessee and United States congressman, senator, and vice president, and eventually becoming president of the United States following the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Iroquois, bred at Nashville's Belle Meade Plantation, was the first American winner of the English Derby in 1881. Such modern thoroughbreds as Secretariat trace their bloodlines to Iroquois. Tennessee won its nickname as the Volunteer State during the War of 1812, when volunteer soldiers from Tennessee displayed marked valor in the Battle of New Orleans. Davy Crockett was not born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, as the song says. He was born on the bank of Limestone Creek near Greenville, where a replica of the Crockett's log cabin stands today. The largest earthquake in American history, the New Madrid earthquake, occurred in the winter of 1811 and 12 in northwestern Tennessee. Real Foot Lake, located in Obion and Lake Country, was formed during this Lake County, was formed during this earthquake. Nashville's Grand Ole Opry is the longest continuously running live radio program in the world. It has broadcast every Friday and Saturday night since 1925. Oak Ridge was instrumental in the development of the atomic bomb. Today, because of constant research, it is known as the energy capital of the world. Tennessee has more than 3,800 documented caves. The Alex Haley Boyhood Home in Henning is the first state-owned historic site devoted to African Americans in Tennessee. Bristol is known as the birthplace of country music. The Great Smoky Mountains National Park is the most visited national park in the United States. The park was named for the smoke-like bluish haze that often envelops these fabled mountains. Elvis Presley's home, called Graceland, is located in Memphis. Graceland is the second most visited home in the country. Knoxville was home to the 1982 World's Fair. Attendance was recorded at 127,786 visitors. Tennessee was the last state to secede from the Union during the Civil War and the first state to be readmitted after the war. The nation's oldest African-American architectural firm, McKissick & McKissick, is located in Nashville. The nation's oldest African-American financial institution, Citizens Savings Bank and Trust Company, is located in Nashville. Robert Church Sr. of Memphis is purported to be the South's first African-American millionaire. The National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis is at the Lorraine Motel, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was slain in 1968. The museum preserves the motel and tells the history of the American Civil Rights Movement. A replica of the Parthenon, the famous ancient Greek building in Athens, Greece, stands in Nashville's Centennial Park. The Guinness Book of World Records lists the Lost Sea and Sweetwater. Hey, Pastor Vicky. Sweetwater as the largest underground lake in the United States. Wow. The Cherokee silversmith Sequoia was the only known man in the history of the world to single-handedly develop an alphabet. His syllabus for the Cherokee Nation resulted in the first written language for a Native American people. The Sequoia Birthplace Museum in Vinore tells his story and is dedicated to the history and culture of Native Americans. The Watauga Association of Sycamore Shoals near Elizabethton drafted the first constitution ever written by white men in America in 1772. It was patterned after the constitution of the Iroquois League. When Tennessee became a state in 1796, the total population was only 77,000. Y'all, there is so much I could read, let me tell you. But there's one other fact I have to tell you just because of my ministry and what God is going to do in the future. So I have to have this for the historical record. WLAC is known as one of the first radio stations and the first to play African-American songs. Back in the 1950s, when white teenagers were just beginning to discover that Pat Boone's version of Ain't That a Shame was not the original, a radio station in Nashville, Tennessee, was beaming rhythm and blues and gospel music to millions of young listeners, each discreetly tuning his dial to 1510 on the AM dial late into the evening hours. So Tennessee has a lot of rich history in our nation. All right,
wow.
We have someone on the line with us from area code 310963. Who is this morning?
Good morning, Ms. Nye. I'm calling from California.
Okay, what's your first name?
Nye.
Nye from California. Nice to have you this morning.
Hi, Sister Nye.
Hi, Angelique.
Yes, we also have someone on the line from area code 908-686. Who is this morning?
Sophia.
Hey, Miss Sophia. Nice to have you from New Jersey. Okay, Bride, we are going to, wait a minute. We've got somebody else. Who is this? Is this Miss Maureen on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am, Sister June.
Now, Miss Maureen, do you have support? Do you have any more facts about Tennessee?
Well, Tennessee has the most mega churches per capita. And
wow.
Yet the capital, which hosts 11 of those huge mega churches, is also home to the world's largest adult bookstore. So it has the largest bookstore that sells, obviously, pornography.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And the state ranks number 10 in church attendance. 49% of the population attend church on a weekly basis. That's pretty high. And Tennessee is also known to be one of the 5 most violent states in the United States and is the leading producer of illegal marijuana. That was a shocker to me.
Yeah,
the leading producer of illegal marijuana. And since there are so many churches there, we just pray that God will use them to bring about a true reconciliation with Jesus Christ. Tennessee is a beautiful state. We see the beautiful Tennessee Walker horses. We know about the Grand Ole Opry. There is a great love of God among the people of God there. But also there's a lot of deprivation and a lot of negative growing up in the midst of it, pulling them away. And that marijuana thing is not a good story.
Okay, Bride, we're going to listen to a commercial, and then we are blowing the shofar, and we are going to go into war on behalf of the state of Tennessee.
All right, Bride, Mega Revival, Making America Godly Again, is hosting a 2017 National Christian March on September 9th. That's right, it is time, Bride, for us to stand up and declare that this is a Christian nation. We are taking our country back from the enemy. We are marching across this land, blowing the shofars, sounding the alarm that the clarion call has been released from heaven and the bride is coming out. Come on, bride, put your boots on. Let's go. Find out more at www.megarevival.com. Come on, bride, it's time to march for Jesus. Let's prepare for war.
Every demon will feel it. Give it up for Miss Bonnie.
Let me tell you, Brad, if that shofar don't power you up, I don't know what will. Come on now. All right, well, let's start out with Sister Deborah Tutars from Clarksville. That's in Tennessee. Miss Deborah, talk to us a little bit about Tennessee. When we need to pray for the state, tell us a little bit about what the state of Tennessee is battling in the spirit.
I think basically unity for the churches. I think God has, the Satan has successfully divided the members of the body of Christ, and I think we need to be united to take our state back from the enemy that is, we've allowed also racism and sexism and things to be proliferate in our state, and I think it needs to go. God needs to arise the love of the body of Christ up and to show the way and be a light to this city, and not only to the state and also to the nation. And then in turn, the United States can be a light to the world.
Wow, that is very profound, sister. Thank you for sharing. What about you, Miss Mary Cook from Covington, Tennessee? What can we for the state of Tennessee about today?
Well, I moved here from Texas. I've been listening to the Lord for about 30 years. And he has pointed out to me the same thing she said, the unity between the churches. There's no victory because the churches ignore each other just right across the street from each other. And if they're of a different race, they're even more ignoring each other. And so until we come together in unity, praise to the Lord, the Lord asked me to do an event called Church Praise. Fair on the square, church fair on the square, where we would just praise God as different churches and different at different hours and 30-minute periods, churches could present some praise presentation, and then at the end we would do a street presentation of Every Praise is to Our God, Hezekiah Walker's song. That felt
beautiful.
I do know that God called me to do it, and it's on the books to do again because we had 10 participants. So I just leave that out there to say it's in. But the other thing Tennessee is battling, you heard her say about the violence and the marijuana, is a terrible drug addiction that's destroying homes and children and the youth, and an opioid plague. And so that has brought domestic violence into the homes. That's why the violence is so high, the fifth most violent state, because of this opioid and other drugs plague. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, sister, we've been doing these states. That is actually in almost every state. Isn't that something about the opioid? Okay, we also have Pastor Vicky, since you are from Tennessee. Can you tell them what you see that we need to come in agreement about for your state?
Well, it's about like we have all the states. We have, you know, there's so many different areas that we need to be in prayer about. I know the Lord has placed me here, and I've been blessed to be in East Tennessee. I've had prayer assignments and planted churches in East Tennessee, West Tennessee, and Middle Tennessee. And the Lord has taught me a lot about intercession, and I still feel like I'm in preschool. So that's over, you know, 46 years. So I feel like that the Lord is, we need to go to Him and ask Him to teach us how to war, because I know in this state, just like as we were praying all over the United States, that a lot of it has to do with idolatry and powers and principalities and high places. And Tennessee is like some of the other states. We have a religious spirit in this state that hinders.
Yeah.
People think that they got it all together and, you know, and I'm included, sometimes we just think we got all our theology right and blah, 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 but we need intimacy with the Lord. We need to draw near to God. And just like in the book of Judges, we need to cry out for our land and get the mind of Christ and ask God, you know, how Jesus would pray. I that's something he's been teaching me is how did Jesus pray? What did he pray about all night long? You know, was it the government? Was it the sin in the land? You know, we just all of us need to just press into him because it's in that secret place, in that intimacy with God, that we're going to find how we need intimacy for our area. Because the way I see it is, now I was born in China. I could be anywhere in this planet besides Fulton-Wall, Tennessee. This is a prayer assignment. This is an assignment by God, and I want to do it right. I'm 70 years old. This may be my last gig, you know. I don't know. But I just believe that if the people of God will get real with God and seek his, just like Second Chronicles, see if we, the people of God, will repent of our sins. You know, there's so many people, just like they're talking about all the mega churches in Nashville, and I could write a book about what God has taught me because he sent me up there to pray for a period of time and intercede for that city. But they've said that even when there's a rise in Christian conferences and stuff, there's also a rise in pornography that goes up all over the country. So, you know, in Nashville, it's a war. It's a great big war going on there. And we need to realize that we have to start with ourselves. You know, we have to get revived ourselves. We have to fast. Fast is so important. Like the sister said, unity between the churches. But we need to understand what spiritual warfare is. A lot of Christians don't even know what that is. And we need to tear down the strongholds of the enemy over our town, and I just thank the Lord for his Holy Spirit, how to pray, and I pray for the churches I believe that one of the problems is that they have shut out the apostolic and they've shut out the prophetic voice. You know, there's a huge Jezebel spirit that shuts all these things out. There's a lot of things that goes through my mind and heart, but I believe that we have the authority, and if we just draw near to him, he's going to show us how to wage warfare.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get started. We will start off with, let's see here, Sister Na from California. These ministers have brought up different areas that we need to pray for. Would you mind praying about the racism for the hearts of the people in Tennessee concerning racism?
Thank you. Abba, Father, again, we confess that all have sinned and fall short of your glory. But hallelujah be to the Lord Jesus Christ, for his blood cried a better cry, Father, than the blood of Abel. So we apply the blood of Jesus for over all of Tennessee, from the top to the bottom, Father, east to west. We're asking all to come to a place of repentance from any form of resentment, unforgiveness, Father, any a place of anger in the heart and in the mind. We're asking for your blood to tear down the rooted hatred, the rooted division that is created by seeing ourselves different than one another. May all come to see the need to come to the cross. And we bless Tennessee, Father, and ask for that gift of repentance for being against brother and father and being indifferent of brother's needs, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Sister Angelique, would you mind praying about the sexism? And then after you pray about sexism, can you give us some facts about the drugs in Tennessee?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Abba, Father, we just thank you for your new mercies every day, Father God, and for the opportunity to come to you in prayer for the state of Tennessee. Father God, I pray pray your holy hands over this sexism that's going on in the state of Tennessee, Lord God. We're calling mercies, Lord, asking mercy on that state, Lord. And I just pray that our brothers and sisters in Christ just come together and make aware of what we need made aware, Lord Jesus, that glorifies you. That you just give us the wisdom, Lord, to make known what sexism is and the meaning of the same-sex marriage. And a man is born to be a man, a woman is born to be a woman, Father God, and none of this ridiculous craziness of it's okay for the genders and opening up the bathrooms for the men and women. Oh, it's just going on so crazy, Father God. It's just Sodom and Gomorrah all over again in our state, Lord. And I thank you that we're here in unity praying for what is right, to follow our Ten Commandments and just, Father God, just call on you. We need you. We need you. And we love you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, Sister Maureen, with your authority that you have in the Spirit, it really is an issue in Tennessee. I can say personally the battle of unity in the churches. Would you mind praying for that, that the churches would come together and the divisions racially in the churches, if you could pray for that, please?
Yes. And I thank God that we have an example of how the body of Christ can come together, laying down the divisions that divide us continuously. And it starts with the relationship each of us individually has with God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have drawn each one of us into an intimate, personal, loving relationship with you. And that in those relationships we have with you, you are working to constantly to perfect us and cleanse us, and bring us into the right alignment of thinking, removing the delusions that have beset our lives and causing us to be able to have our thoughts line up with your thoughts. And we thank you for that, Father. Now, as denominations, we have particular mindsets that go along with our denominationalism, and those are things that can keep us from being united with our brothers and sisters across denominational lines. So my prayer now, Father, is that you will give each of us a kingdom perspective, that our eyes would be on you as the king instead of on our denominational rulings. Because when we have a kingdom perspective instead of a denominational mindset, we can meet together in your presence in a Malachi moment and discuss the heavy, weighty matters of the kingdom, pray together, be ourselves, and express ourselves according to the way you have caused each of us to be formed in your presence. And then, Lord, we find that we are truly accepting one another and loving one another. Even though we may do things differently, there are many that will pray in their prayer languages, many that will pray in the Spirit, many that will just read Scripture aloud, many that will just pray a prayer that they learned when they were a child, a rote prayer. All of these things are acceptable to you, but somehow we have decided that we find some acceptable and some unacceptable. Will you clean us up, Lord? Will you, as June said when she went to Niagara Falls, release that cleansing flood over the nation and get us to be the first ones in line to have a bath? Lord, we just want to saturate, to cleanse, to be able to remove all the defilements that say we're better than somebody else. Because, Lord, when we fall in love with you and we're standing at the foot of the cross watching what you went through for our salvation, we see what you suffered, but we also see others at the foot of the cross that are experiencing the same pain because we love you and we know you died for us, every one of us, Lord. And we are all united together in that death and in your resurrection, and we are being called, Lord, to live for you at this hour. So will you bring your church together in a state like Tennessee where 49% of the people claim to go to church together every week? Lord, and many people say that that's, that hour of prayer in the morning on Sundays is the most divided racially everywhere in this nation. Lord, mm-hmm. would you just bring us together, whether it's in a house of prayer, a home church, a physical building like June was talking about that she saw, and then she found the gay flag flying over it. Lord, wherever there are houses of prayer, churches where they open the doors and say, come and worship the only one true God. Lord, however that looks, will you bring us together? And I thank you. I thank you for people like Na and Angelique and Sophia, all of those that are part of the 24/7 prayer network, where we've laid down our denominational mindsets only to receive a kingdom perspective, where we can be one with you before the throne. Bless Tennessee with that grace, Lord. Open the doors of the churches and open the hearts of the people. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. That's a really good point, that if we can get the kingdom perspective, that's where the unity is going to come in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Okay. The lady from Texas, let me look over here at your name. If you don't mind praying against the religious spirit. Here we go. Mary Cook from Covington. If you would pray against that religious spirit over the state of Tennessee.
Father God, we just come before you in humbleness, Lord God, covered by the righteousness of Jesus is the only way we can enter your presence. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us in. Teach us how to pray, Lord. Show us. Give us the words. You gave us the word of God. We take up the sword of the Spirit to come against everything set against the kingdom of God in the heavenly places, Lord. Will you defeat the religious spirit that is over Tennessee? Will you bring churches together as brothers, that we will not see black and white, that we will see heaven, that we will not see the differences in our denominational platforms and not find that a piece of contention, but we'll find that in Jesus, in the Lord, we are one, one spirit, one hope, one love, one body. Lord, we read those words. Now, we ask, Lord, that you reveal to us the true meaning, the true depth, and the true action in those words. Let us walk across the street. Let us join together and pray to you in every town and hamlet. Let every praise be to our God. And we pray, Father, that we can walk in forgiveness with the sins of our fathers, going back to slavery, and the war, which is still written weekly about in our paper. It is still celebrated in so many forms that are established. And so, Lord, we know that to acknowledge the courage and heroism of our forefathers is good, but it gets so mixed up with the sins they walked into. So it is a complicated spiritual battle, and we know that you are the captain of the army, that what is impossible for us, what we don't even understand, you, O Lord, already know. So we release in the name of Yeshua your power over a religious spirit in the state of Tennessee. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Come on now. All right,
awesome.
Now, you got me fired up.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Deborah, Sister Deborah from Clarksville, will you please pray about the violence, the heart of the people, that they would be healed in the state of Tennessee?
Okay. Father God, we come to you in your presence, dear Lord, that we just, first of all, thank you for just who you are and for what you have so much done for us, for laying down your life for us. Lord, we ask, come before you this morning for the state of Tennessee with the violence that is actually a result of many issues, dear Lord. We have the oak of bondage of the drugs, dear Lord, we ask that you just break that and break the sins of our, the generational curses that are trapped in the state of Tennessee from, I mean, marijuana and cocaine is it, but it started back way back in with the moonshine and the alcohol that was prevalent in our state. We have the slavery. All of this is the sins of our forefathers that have come forth, and people have not learned to change their mindset to a kingdom connection, and they stay in the bondage to which they are in. Lord, we ask that you bring hope to our people, dear Lord, especially those who are in poverty that think that's the only way they can go out is through the violence and through the drug running or the theft and robbery. And we ask that you just have mercy, and we plead for our bleed the blood of Christ upon our state, dear Lord, that you will break the bondages and the chains that have enslaved our state. Lord, we ask that you give our leaders wisdom on how to deal with this and how we can bring in our pastors and our leaders in our church and in our civil government to come together in unity to help combat this problem. The only way we can do it is through you, Lord Jesus, so that we can invade these people with the love of Christ. May they see,
yes,
open
Lord.
Our eyes, open our eyes to see them,
yes,
like
Lord.
You see them, and
yes.
So we can love on them and show them the better way, that all
yes.
life is valuable. Every single life is valuable, or they wouldn't be here. You
yes,
created
Lord.
Them for a purpose. May we instill what you have given to them. What the
yes,
God-given Lord. Purpose is to fill the purpose of our Lord and our Savior is to become part of the bride. We are to
yes.
come together to Lord. I ask that you just come and open our eyes as your children on how to
yes,
minister
Lord.
To these people. That we can see them as you see them, that we can love them like you love them without any barriers, whether it be race, sexism, a female, male, whatever. But we can see them through you because in you we're all the
yes.
same. And you love us all the same.
Yes.
We ask for our protection of our law enforcement or all our first responders that go out to some of these situations,
yes,
that you will protect them and bring them
yes.
home to their families every night.
Yes,
and
Lord.
God, give them wisdom on how to deal with the situation to what they are at, that they don't react in fear, that they will react with wisdom in
yes,
godly
Lord.
Wisdom, dear Lord. We plead the blood of
yes.
Christ upon our cross. We ask for revival. Holy Spirit, come. We ask
yes.
for you to come and enlighten and ignite our state for you.
Yes,
so we can
Lord.
Be like we, our country was founded on your principles. May we come back
yes,
to what we were founded on, dear Lord, and we will seek your
come
favor
on,
and
woo.
Seek you with all our hearts and minds
yes, Lord.
For our state, our city,
yes.
our country, and the world
yes.
depends on us to stand firm for what we believe in and not cower.
Yes.
Give us, like some people say, give us a backbone that we can stand for you and not
yes.
be afraid of what they're going to say, because they need
yes.
a light. They need guidance, and we cannot,
yes,
at this juncture in our history, be weak. We cannot
yes.
be weak. Lord Jesus, we ask that you ignite and set us on fire, dear Lord, for you. In the name
yes,
of Jesus
Lord.
Christ.
Woo-hoo! All right, now, Pastor Vicki, go along with this against that Jezebel spirit and for the fire
yeah.
of revival to hit the
yeah.
state of Tennessee. Come on, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Father, we just love you today. I thank you. All these beautiful ladies that have come together on this prayer line today, Father, we appreciate you,
yes.
Father, your Holy
yes.
Spirit. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your encouragement, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for the state of Tennessee. We thank you for every soul, and we thank you for every inch of soil on this state, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for our heritage. Father, we thank you for the many revivals that have taken place here, Father God. And we know that you have people throughout this state and strategically stir up and redig the wells of revival, Father God.
Yes.
You have placed strategically in churches. Father, you have placed us all exactly where you want us, Father God. And we just call forth more obedience in the body of Christ in Tennessee.
Yes.
We call forth, Father God, that everyone will listen to the voice of the Lord and do what you say, Lord, in this hour, Father God. Lord, I ask that you would have mercy upon us, Father. We see the sin in the land. We see the drugs. We see the idolatry, Father. We see the sexual perversion over every single town in this state, Father God. We see
the evil that's behind it.
We see Satan who's behind it, and we pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we cry out and we ask, deliver us, Father God, for all these horrible things that is a stench to your nostrils, Father God. But we look to you, Lord, to deliver us, Lord, because you delivered each one of us, and it's only through the cross, it's only through your love that we were set free, Father God, and put into your lap, against your bosom, Father God, through your voice, and to receive your love, Father God. None of us deserved it, but you sought us and you rescued us. So, Father, we cry out for the lost souls in this state, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, for visitation, Lord. In Hebrew, the word visitation means that you come and you provide everything that we need, that you deliver and you feed us with food, Lord God. You provide freedom from poverty, Father God. Set us free in every sense of the word, spirit, soul, and body. We cry out for the souls of Tennessee. We break the curses on the land that are here from the past, Father God. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to have mercy in this hour, Father God, and help us all, Lord God, to do what we're called to do in this hour. Father, I ask that you stir up the churches, that you stir up the pastors and the leaders, Father God. Stir up every single member of every church, Father God, that you cause them to draw near to you, Lord, to hear your voice and to obey, Lord God. Something simple, Lord. Simple obedience, Father God. And to use the weapons of our warfare, Father God. Every weapon at our disposal, prayer, praise, worship, Lord God. Fasting, Father God. Studying of your word, Father God. Every single thing that you have given us to wage warfare in this hour, Father God. Stir it up in us, Lord. Stir it up in us. Help us all, Lord, in every field that we're in the media, in the government, wherever you have placed us, Lord, to press to you, Lord God, and to press on with you, Lord God, and not be afraid, Lord God, not be afraid to go up higher with you, Lord God. Sometimes things try to keep us down, but, Lord, we need to be close to your heart, Father. We need to hear from you, and we need to walk in that authority that you have given us, Lord. But sometimes we shrink back because we see our own blackness. We see the things in us that need to change. But, Lord, again, we ask you, Lord, daily, as you said in the Lord's Prayer, to deliver us from evil, Lord God, that we might bring the kingdom of God on this earth, Father. And we thank you so much for the privilege of serving you as slaves to Christ in this hour, Lord. And we ask, Lord, to have mercy, to pour out that fire on every single town and village, every city, Lord, and help us all, Lord God.
Yes.
Reach out and take hold of that fire, no matter what the cost, Lord. No matter what the cost, Lord God, let us take that fire and carry that fire wherever you want.
Yes, Lord.
In mighty name, amen.
Amen, sister. Hallelujah.
Y'all are on fire today. Okay, Sister Angelique, I want you to talk about the drugs in the state of Tennessee. Do you have any statistics that we need to pray about?
Yes, I do. I have the statistics for the human trafficking and the drugs, but the Tennessee,
okay,
this is
ahead.
Exciting because the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations installed a billboard with a message from it that says, it has to stop. Human trafficking has been happening for a very long time, and now we're actually talking about it because we do not want to. It's not okay. They are not okay with living in a state where 12 and 13-year-olds are being sold for sex. There are documented cases of sex trafficking, 85% in Tennessee countries, says Rachel Summer,
She's the director of the Restore Courts. There are over 100 cases of minor sex trafficking, and it's just getting worse. And they're going to put a stop to it, sister. That's exciting. They actually have different awareness campaigns that are going to be visible, and they're getting started to work on it. So praise God for that, because it's very rare to see this kind of awareness. And then also the substance abuse challenges facing Tennessee. If you compare the trends in overdose deaths linked to prescription opiates, the sales over the same years, the growth matches. It's very close. The numbers of prescriptions written has increased. But they have a problem, sister, with marijuana, cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, ecstasy in colleges are rising, and meth labs are very dangerous. They have over 8 areas where they have explosions, and it's very dangerous for the first responders because of the chemicals involved. They have physicians are too liberal with prescribing opiates, and it's like we prayed for the other state the other day, sister. They have shoppers. It's called doctor shopping. Some addicts will visit several doctors in an attempt to obtain multiple prescriptions for opiates. Once they have them, they will go to multiple pharmacies to have them filled, and drug dealers will often use this method to obtain a high volume of pills to sell on the black market.
Are you here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Dr. June?
Go ahead and pray about all that, Sister Angelique.
Oh, okay, sister. I thought you were going to let somebody else pray since I did all the reading, but I'm okay.
I can if you want to.
Well, yeah, sister. I did all the reading, so let somebody else pray. Thank you, Sissy.
All right. Well, let's let Hello, we have someone on the line from area code 310963. What's your name?
Hi, it's not. I got disconnected, so I just called back in.
Okay, well, would you mind praying about the drug epidemic in the state of Tennessee, please?
Thank you. Abba, Father, the word came to my heart is that you are a consuming fire, God, who's jealous for us. You have created each one of us in your image that we may render our life to you, that the fullness of your life is in part to us. So, Father, we're crying out for these one that has brought into the lies that they can satisfy their flesh by something else. And so we're asking, Father, that you break this yoke of addiction in the name of Yeshua. We're asking for your consuming fire present to destroy, Father, that fiery work of the flesh of the enemies that, Father, hold these ones in bondage. I've read of someone who fought this fight of addiction and loss. It said loss, and all the while she struggled and was a beautiful young girl. And so, Father, this is something beyond their ability to get it together, to clean up. So I'm asking for your Holy Spirit to come and to begin to lead them out of this darkness, to break the ties, the soul ties, the appetite, Father, for these things that are not of you. And I pray, Father, that in your mercy, you heal them. Whatever is in their heart that needed to be healed, that caused them to turn to this, Lord. And we also ask in the name of Jesus for the exposure, as has been Angelique say, we must stop this. So I pray for exposure and accountability, legislation and enforcement in such a way that the enemies will not have free reign. They will be confronted with blockage in every front, beginning with awareness and concern and prayer fasting, as the other sister or pastor was praying. And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. That was a powerful prayer. Thank you so much. Sister.
Hallelujah.
Yes, okay. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we have a special treat for you, Bride, this morning. The bishop here in Rhode Island is going to pray over the state of Tennessee. We're very honored for this, the Lord. We come together in agreement. All these prayers, Lord, we lay them at the foot of the cross, sealing what we brought before the throne this morning, Lord, on behalf of the state of Tennessee, Lord. This state has so much historical significance in our country, Lord. We ask that you bless her. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord. We thank you, God, that a lot of music has been birthed through this state, Lord. A lot of sound has been released from here of worship, of spiritual songs, Lord, giving adoration to you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that from this state we'll release a new sound that will elevate your people in this hour, Lord, that will help the kingdom of God. Use our state, Lord, to encourage people to rise up, being who they are in Christ, Lord. Use the gift that you have placed in our soil for music and talent for that, Lord, to be used for the kingdom and not for the other kingdom, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray in agreement about the drug epidemic here in this state, Lord. We refuse to accept it's an epidemic. We speak and proclaim freedom and healing, letting your people rise up, casting demons out, casting these demons out of people, helping them to be set free, helping them to say, rise up, God called you for better than this. He has a purpose and destiny for you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for all of the ministers in the state of Tennessee, the churches, the ministers, the ministries, all the things that they're asking you for to enhance the kingdom of God. Bless them, Lord. Grant it unto them. Give them money. Give them buildings. Give them intercessors. Give them favor. Help them in all the ways, the seed that you have downloaded into them. Help them to be able to rise up and complete the mission you've called them to, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for greatness rising. We call the jewels out of the earth in the state of Tennessee, rising up, being shining light unto the world in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the media mountain. Lord, I know that you have risen up, WATB. We are the Bride Ministry, WATB TV, WATB Radio, Lord, to release the sound of unity into the church and for truth in the media. Lord, we pray for all media in the state of Tennessee to roll out truth. Let it roll out like a river of glory, truth to the world, Lord. Let our state be the one shining, Lord, to the world, proclaiming truth in this hour, Lord, so that people can be set free, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we claim the media mountain, Lord. Grant it unto those ministers. If they need equipment, money, buildings, Lord, grant it unto them, Lord. Expand their territories, Lord. And God, we pray for families, restoration in families, in the name of Jesus. Restore to them broken homes. Restore the mothers and the fathers. Restore husbands and wives. Restore children to their parents, Lord. Restore them in the church, Lord. Restore them in this hour, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for the Native American Indians, the Native Americans. Inside the state of Tennessee, there's a huge Cherokee population, which is mine, Cherokee people. Lord, I pray those Cherokees, Lord, that they know who they are in Christ, that they know that their Creator is so big and vast, and He loves them, and His name is Jesus, and that they would know who their Creator is, Lord. We tear down every idol in our state in the name of Jesus that's been risen up to try to take the place of our God, our Creator. We tear it down right now in the name of Jesus. We tear down the idol of racism. We tear down the idol of sexism. We tear down the idol of drugs. We tear down the idol of alcohol. We tear down the idol of religion. All of those things that bring division and separate you from your people, Lord. We come together in unity and tear it down in Jesus' name and declare victory in the state of Tennessee, Lord. We thank you for greatness arising and your people arising there, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, let me ask you this lady from Clarksville, Miss Deborah.
Uh-huh.
Miss Deborah, do you have any other thing that you feel led to pray for about the state of Tennessee?
Just maybe our legislatures and our...
Yes, the government.
Our government.
Yes.
Yeah. That they would bring
ahead,
you know, that they would put God back into and try to reverse some of the laws that are on our books that are... you know, idolatry or not within God's thing with the the gay marriages and the abortion issue that we're making some headway with the abortion issue, but we still got a long way to go on that situation.
Yeah.
But mainly our leaders that we can bring God back into our, I think once we put the, because we know the people are judged by our leaders. So depending on what the people put in, you know,
yes,
laws and stuff that will affect the nation.
Yes.
So we need God to bring godly leaders into our government on all levels.
Yes, Lord.
From local all the way to the state and then to the national level.
Yes.
Yeah. You want me to go ahead and pray for them?
Yes. Do you want me to or you?
I can. Father God, we ask that you just guide and okay.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we thank you and we just praise you for, we know that the government is set up of people, dear Lord, but they are fallible. Dear Lord, we ask that you bring our leaders to be godly leaders into our local governments, into our national and our state and national level, Lord, that they will rise them up, dear Lord, that we can weed out the ones that are trying to separate and divert our country from the godly principles
yes,
that we have. Lord
yes.
Jesus, we ask that you just bless the leaders that are in there, that you will give them a voice and give them strength and favor, dear Lord, and just bless them in their comings, in their outgoings, dear Lord. We know we have some, but they are so few. Lord, we ask that you can help them to give them wisdom on how to proceed and to draw like members together. You know, as we come together as the body of Christ, that the Christians that are in our government that came bound together and there's more strength and there's more than one. To Lord, we ask that you bring kingdom connections to them, that they can help set up the government, even if their colleagues are not completely are not Christians, dear Lord, that you can, with through sound wisdom in government, just like Daniel did with all the other leaders when he was in Babylon. Dear Lord, he was in a heathen country, but he directed with great wisdom. We ask that wisdom to be placed into our leaders and just protect them, dear Lord. And we ask for that you set up the ones that need to be set up, and then you will put down those that need to be put down, that we can direct this country back to the principles to which it was founded, dear Lord. We thank you and we praise you for all that you've given us. Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Dr. June,
yes,
is it okay if I say a prayer?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Abba, Father, we just come to you, Lord, in prayer. And I plead the blood of Jesus over the first responders, Father God.
Yes.
And I want to pray, Father God, that you condemn these doctors who are writing prescriptions because they're getting the increase of the money. And they know what they're doing, Father God. Doctors are smart, intelligent people. They know what they're doing. The wool can't be pulled over their eyes that badly, Father God. So I just want to plead the blood over of Jesus over these doctors, Father God, and the first responders, the fire department, the EMTs, Lord
okay.
God, that you keep them safe, Father. They're trying to save lives. And these people that are careless about what they're doing to themselves, they're putting themselves at risk, and it's a dangerous job for these amphetamine labs, what that describes. Father God, I proceed to declare your righteousness and your promises in the Bible. We are coming together in unity, Lord God, to pray. And I know it's pleasing to you, and I know that you are pleased with Dr. June and all that she's doing for these states. It's about
yes.
time. And we say no to Satan, Father. We say no, and this got to stop. And I am so pleased with everybody that's on the line, Lord Jesus, that they're here in unity, and we are here to pray and bring you glory and worship, Father God, and thank you for these beautiful states. Satan, you're in for it now. Because we're going to come stronger, and we're coming together
yes.
in love and unity as Jesus prayed, and he prayed so hard that the blood dripped from him. That's what Sister Vicky was proclaiming as we were as we need to pray and be in one with Jesus, we are declaring this now in the name of Jesus Christ and just love you so much. Father, thank you for all you're doing in our lives. And it's in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Okay, Bob, we have a treat for you this morning.
Yay.
We have the bishop from Rhode Island who is going to pray a blessing over the state of Tennessee. Okay, Bishop, I would like y'all to meet Bishop Jean Rose.
Hi,
good
Bishop.
Morning, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
You
Woo, we're
see.
Excited.
It's a perfect day in Rhode Island.
Oh, awesome.
The sun is shining and we're bright awake. We are in a revival. And she came right in the middle of it.
Yay.
Oh, man. Oh,
today
yeah.
is our last Praise day. We're going to end up tonight. We're going to end, finish tonight. But we're praying for a revival that will not end.
Yes, come on.
And
that's
that
right.
will sweep across America.
Yes, Lord.
And right now we're about to pray. Father, we pray for Tennessee. Our headquarters
yes.
in Cleveland, Tennessee, the Church of God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
We've been there. We've been in convention. We've been in meetings, oh God, in the Church of God where we belong. Father, we pray for this organization and we pray for everyone online this morning and even those that are not connected at this time that will listen to this at a later time. We pray for a wave of blessing. Oh, Shakata Basaya. In the name of Jesus, a cross wave of blessing and conviction and repentance to blow in the lane of America, the place that has received so many of us. And thank God, I thank you, Lord, that you caused us and my family to be welcome in America many years ago, 37, 38 years ago. Father, you received us, and now we are part of the land. We have a church. We have, many, many people, hundreds of people across the land that we can go to, hundreds of churches everywhere where we can visit and preach, even going overseas to other nations as we are doing right now and we've been doing the last 25, 30 years. Father, you have opened all these doors just because, oh God, you have given us an American passport and you blessed us in so many ways in the land.
Yes.
Father, many would prophesy the destruction of America, but I pray for the deliverance.
Yes.
I pray for the healing of the land. I pray for wisdom for the leaders, for the president, for the Mr. Trump, oh God, and all his environment, all this stuff. The advisors, the people that are around him, his family. Oh God, I pray for the nation. I pray for the state of Rhode Island where I am, oh God. And the woman governor, oh God, Gina Raimondo. Oh God, the first woman governor in the state. I pray for wisdom that she would lead, open up jobs, oh God. A lot of people need jobs in the nation. They need a place to stay. Homelessness has become an epidemic in America. People begging on the street, every corner, oh God. I have only seen it in other nations, but now it's sweeping across the land. Father, I break the chain of poverty over the land. A land of plenty cannot be poor. A land of many cannot be poor. A land that has abundance and throwing away food in the industrial environment cannot afford to feed the poor. Father, that's the will of the devil, and we break it in the name of Jesus. Let there be food for everybody. Let there be money for everybody. Let there be job for everyone. Let every industry open up. The green industry, which is very new, solar panels, oh God, installation, technology, opening of new plants, oh God. Oh, every area in technology, training school will open everywhere across the land to teach the people the new way of technology. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the investment and what you're about to do in the land. We pray for today. The services are about to start in about just a few minutes. Oh God, some places have already started.
Yes.
In our church has already started. Father, although we're running a few minutes late, but we know everything's already on the way. The people are there receiving Sunday school and the teaching. Oh, Father, we pray that today will be a blessed day.
Yes.
And wherever they are in Tennessee, our state, our beloved Cleveland, Tennessee,
yes.
Father, I pray that you would release a wave of blessing,
yes.
A wave of healing, a wave of anointing,
yes.
That the Holy Ghost, O Kata Messiah, O Shiba, Kitala Mahalabare, Ishakata Rabusarabashia, Underebesia Latare, Ikata Rabahalabaraman Shiba Dabataya, Kela Mahola Bataya Masoro Kotoro Busaya. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every power of sickness. I rebuke every power of poverty. I break the chains of the enemy, the
yes.
Shackles of sexuality, the shackle of sin and pudicity, and all the sexual sins across the nation,
yes.
The slavery and sexual merchandising of your people, the slavery and children merchandising sex over the internet and pornography. We come against all the homosexuality,
yes.
Lesbianism. We come against them. Oh, katala bahala barabashia. Undelebe kuturoko sakata. Unsakata raboshoro boshia. Undelebe kia la torobo soroboshia. Hey! Kusokoto. Kuraba kitara musaya. Undelebe kuturoko sakata. Undabasaya barabashia. Andelebe kotoroko sokoto musaya. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is God, and is God all across the land. America is the land of plenty. Therefore, there shall always be plenty. As long as America repent and return to me, I shall bring a wave of mercy, a wave of grace, a wave of forgiveness. I am the God that forgives those that ask for repentance. Father, I pray that they will anoint the evangelists, the pastors, the churches.
Yes.
They would release workers
yes.
In the field, oh God, not just staying in the four walls and just building up big organizations. Let's pray, oh God, that they become an organism.
Yes.
They become alive again. And the people begin to go in the neighborhood and ask people questions and ask people for their needs, the drugs, the poverty,
yes.
And the homelessness. All those problems, joblessness, oh God, we come against all those things, and we pray for prosperity in the land. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we claim this, and we believe it, and we say it is done. It is done in the name of the Lord Jesus
done.
Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For being on the broadcast with us. All right, listen, Brad, you can check us out, Make America Godly Again, at megarevival.com. Find out and listen to all the broadcasts. We have prayed for all these states, all the way up to T, on WATBRadio.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. All right, Brad, thank you, and thank all of you guests for being on the line with us today. God bless you all.
God bless you, sister. Thank you, sisters, for joining us today. Love you guys.
Yes, love you too. God bless y'all.
God bless.